You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hi, Drew. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I hope you're ready for a great Thanksgiving.
Indeed I am. Hey, thanks so much. Yesterday, I have a question for you that comes from the Farm Assets Conference. I have the feeling that producers are looking for a reason for risk to be built into the corn and soybean markets based off of the drought that is underway in the southeastern United States. How widely viewed should we consider this as a possibility?
Well, I think it's always important to pay attention to that. Ellen Taylor has always spoken highly that, droughts in the U.S. tend to occur from the southeast back to the northwest. That isn't always the case, but it does happen periodically. And what I look for is other supporting reasons for looking for dryness coming up. And to be honest with you, I don't have a lot at the moment that really supports that idea. However, what we expect to happen here as we go forward through the winter season is that we are going to see that dryness whittled down. In fact, you're going to see already next week some significant precipitation occurring in parts of that drought-ridden region. It may not be enough to turn things completely around. In fact, I would not necessarily expect that. However, as we go forward through the bulk of the winter, we will have a storm track that will run from eastern Texas to Ohio and Pennsylvania, and there'll be a lot of precipitation in that corridor. Areas to the east of that will probably continue to have less than usual precipitation, but because it's the winter season, there won't be much evaporation, and that area will see an improving trend to that dryness that's prevailing in the area. Now, come late winter, early spring, there will be a very subtle ridge of high pressure over that region, and dryness will be rekindled in the early weeks of spring. Now, I stop short of allowing that to go back northward across the U.S. without some kind of assistance from other weather patterns. Those other weather patterns would include something like a surprising persistence of La Niña, or perhaps something we call a Pacific Decadal Oscillation, which has to do with ocean temperatures off the west coast of North America. If we go into the negative phase of that phenomenon, which would mean colder than normal ocean water off the coast of California, we could see some further support for ridge building in the middle of the country. So I'm going to be looking at those two features as we go forward through the next several months. At the moment, I would play down a big, widespread, droughty pattern, but I do believe that a second season of dryness is in store for the southeast corner of the country.
The other option for concern or hope, depending on which side of the marketplace you might be on, is a problem in South America. Anything building there?
I don't see much at the moment. Now, Argentina's got some dryness that's evolving in from Buenos Aires to Cordoba. That is going to be with them for a good week, if not 10 days. Typically, La Niña events downplay precipitation in southeastern Argentina during the heart of the summer season. I think we'll see something like that. So there may be some issues in Argentina, but Brazil seems to have a much bigger pull on the marketplace, and I see mostly good conditions until January and February, and then it might rain too much for a little while across the center west and center south.
We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
All right. Well, have a great holiday.
You too. That, of course, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.